Zondervan presents Golf's Sacred Journey, 7 Days at the Links of Utopia, by David L. Cook, Ph.D., read by Herschel Miller.
This book is dedicated to the late Johnny Arriaga, David's childhood golf instructor, mentor, and friend. The foreword is presented by British Open champion Tom Lehman. A number of years ago, I heard a man say something that struck a nerve deep within my golfing soul. It was a simple truth that made complete sense. Being a player as well as a student and observer of golf, I've seen over and over again competitors go through swing overhauls and changes because of bad rounds, a series of bad tournaments, or even because of one shot. I've never completely understood that. In my world, if you have what it takes to hit a great golf shot at some point, then it is obviously possible to do it again. I mean, if you can do it once, then you should be able to repeat it, right? It may take 10 or 20 or 100 swings to duplicate it, but that magic shot, that perfect contact followed by the perfect flight of the ball, creates a feeling like no other. And once you touch it once, you want to and can touch it again. It's all about recreating the feel from those shots that you want to remember. That's always been the way I've approached golf. A good golf swing is summed up in one word, repeatability. If you can repeat it, you can play. If what you are repeating is good enough, you can be great. It's that simple. The words that struck me dead center in my soul were 8 words spoken by Dr. David Cook. They weren't even spoken to me, but to another friend. He said, "Find what you do well and perfect it." My whole golf experience had always been about the exact thing. Not looking for a new swing, not tinkering with different swing thoughts each day, but day in and day out searching for that magic feel and the thoughts that go with it when it works. Shots like high-drawing one-irons or drivers off the fairway or three-quarter cut wedges that take a big hop and spin back 8 feet. After I hit them once, I knew I could do it again. So my entire practice goal was to learn to repeat what worked so well. What worked well for me was a draw. I could hit the ball right to the left with anyone, day in, day out, windy or calm, cold or hot. No one could draw the ball more consistently than I could. But it was sometimes a big draw, 20 yards or more. The good news is that it arrived with every swing. The club went back, the body turned through, the club followed on its assigned path, and the ball rocketed to the right and curved back toward my target, like clockwork. I was never inclined to try anything different, but here is the hypothetical dilemma. The coach said it curved too much, that a fade would work better at the U.S. Open. A higher flight, increased spin, and less curve to hold those fairways and greens would work better at a major championship. It all looked good on paper, and after a couple of weeks of work, my coach proclaimed that my swing was the best it had ever looked. The swing looked great, but the results stunk. What's the point? Why take something that worked and exchange it for something you can't trust? How does that mesh with the wise word, take what you do well and perfect it? So my plan of attack should have been to take the draw, that is, who I am as a golfer, and work to draw it less and less, higher, softer, more controllable, but still a draw. That is the essence of taking what I do well and perfecting it. Those are such wise words from someone who understands competition and how important it is to trust your method. In this new book, David has added to the foundation of finding what to do well and perfecting it. Many people have perfected their game and have still failed miserably. Why would that be? If you can hit the shot and make it repeat, you've got the tiger by the tail, don't you? If you're strong and organized in your thinking, the answer is usually yes. But there are so many of us who get right to the edge of the plane, knowing it's time to go for the gusto and jump, and we freeze at the door. We can't move, can't breathe, and the rest of the jump squad goes by, leaving us behind because of our fear. First of all, it's understandable. Going into any unknown can be terrifying. The fear of failure incapacitates us, and we are a shell of our former self. We just know that we are incapable of doing what we'd like and need to do. It's a mentally induced flee response to quit and get out of danger, and it happens weekly on the PGA Tour and anywhere else you care to look. Here's the good news. Dr. Cook has written a book for all the people who just...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?